Hi everyone, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you. You are listening to blogtalkradio.com/ChristineDayOnline. And I'm so looking forward to spending time with you on the show today. There's some wonderful energies with the Pleiadians transmitting a very, very strong essence of the light that is coming onto the planet, getting us ready, all of us ready to move into the new year energy of 2020. And this has been an incredible time, and it will continue to be an incredible time over the weeks leading up to new year. And we've got about 6 weeks until that energy, that new energy, that new essence of light will firmly and solidly anchor on the planet. Personally, I've been continuing to move into a deep reset within myself, and I've been filled with so much gratitude for my life as I perceive the energetic openings of the light emerging from the heavenly bodies and coming down to our planet. It's been a profound time to witness this, and I've been in a deep communion with Mother Mary and the Christ energy over the last week. They have been giving me powerful infusions of love and guiding me within these very pure essence energies that are held within the heavenly realms that are descending onto earth at this time. I've also had some very powerful communion experiences with the galactic community, with the Pleiadians, with the Lemurian elements, almost like a meeting within the Galactic Council, and they're overseeing this process of transmutation on the Earth, transformation for us as a race. And it has been really an exceptional time of this really beautiful communion with our universal, resident universe community, and really witnessing how they are working on behalf of us at this time to self-empower our transition. And this light that's coming in is a pure essence of consciousness. And it's really here to support us all in a reconnection, reunion with the sacred of the higher, from the higher realms, that we are all an aspect. And I've just been filled by this light and held in so much love over the last couple of weeks. This is definitely a time of letting go and a self-empowering time of allowing our own multidimensional hearts to bloom on yet another level. This is our time for self-resurrection. And the energies are building as we are being repositioned energetically within our own sacred natures on this multidimensional level. And that's the energies that are coming onto the planet, getting us ready for the new year. This time is all about self-empowerment and for you to come into a conscious reconnection to your higher self element. And the energies that are entering our planet are supporting this reconnection, your reconnection, your reunion of your own higher wisdom within your own magic. So this is an exciting and exhilarating time. If you can allow yourself just to let go, to really understand, not just witness, but understand the illusion that the ego mind's connected into, and then begin to turn your awareness, your vision, to reconnect to this higher aspect of yourself from the higher realms through your heart. It's like moving beyond the limitation of the ego mind, just to understand on another level the dynamic of your own multidimensional nature, and simultaneously your human aspect. You know, both aspects of yourself, especially the human aspect, is in direct opposition to your higher self aspect because it does not understand anything beyond that third dimensional illusion. So your mission is to allow the sacred aspect to grow, to allow it to birth within your own heart, that reconnection, and allow that sacred aspect to support your human part, so that the ego mind, with its suffering, with its fear, is held with love, compassion, and patience by the sacred aspect of your higher self. And not allowing your ego mind to control your life, but allowing and honoring the ego mind to help you organize things in your life, such as shopping lists, packing, budgets, and giving it its bringing it back to its original role that it was always meant to have, but not controlling your life, not allowing it to create the fear, and then you work and operate from that fear. You base your decision making on fear. That is not what you want to do. And the ego mind will be able to thrive and rest in the love generated by the sacred higher self. The human ego mind needs the love, rest, and peace that your own higher self can bring to your day-to-day living. And the letting go energy is an aspect of an alignment to the higher realms. And it's much needed for your physical and emotional well-being. So this is the time for a huge transformation, a huge change, as you step forward and embrace all aspects of your makeup, the sacred and the human aspect. And utilizing the energy of our higher selves in the day-to-day living, moment by moment, step by step. And there's so much unfolding. There's a daily transformation of energies coming onto the planet. And you are interconnected to these sacred energies through your heart. So as you interact within your heart consciously, you can open up to the call to work daily within your own heart to fully utilize the essence of your higher nature, which is accessed only through your heart. Remember, your heart is your multidimensional tool. And the Pleiadians are bringing news of a greater flow of this unprecedented energetic light that is flowing from the heavenly bodies down to earth, in support of your individual pathway forming from the higher realms, opening up further. And we're going to be working with that today. And this flow can be harnessed by you through your heart to support you in your conscious realignments to the higher realms, to your higher self, bringing to your life elements of what you need now to support you. This is the time to actively work within your heart, activating the desires of your heart and bringing them into manifestation. And you can harness this pure flow of energy that's coming onto the planet for your utilization. So take the time to consciously work with this energy to bring to yourself that which is needed. And remember, you're not alone. You can call forth for help so that you can fully receive that support at this time. And be prepared for your ego mind not to align to this truth, because it simply can't accept anything other than those third dimensional concepts, which is fear, suffering, struggle, limitation, lack, all of this higher realm energy exists beyond the third dimensional reality. And you are all able to receive your blessings at this juncture. They are being bestowed through your heart connection back to you. So it's your time to let go and receive that which is yours on many levels as part of your birthright, to interact through your sacred nature within your heart, actively engaging with that higher functioning aspect of yourself. And it's about you engaging with truth, which can only be accessed through your heart. So it's about breathing and letting go, simply knowing that the ego mind's comments cannot actively break down your heart connection. It will dismiss your heart connection as not valid. But that is not truth. So despite your mind, move beyond your ego mind and allow the vastness of your heart connection to build, creating building blocks into your vast multidimensional heart to open up and receive the beauty, the light, the truth of your heart. And build your life based on your heart as you open to receive this aspect of you. And at the moment, there are incredible energies for you to birth new pathways. And we're going to be building another level of those pathways today in the transmission. And this is about how much you're willing to receive of yourself right now. And this is a question we all need to ask ourselves at this time. So open up. And it's about loving yourself enough, understanding that you deserve the love, you deserve the abundance in your life. It's about witnessing all aspects of your life, witness holding your human element, and continue to let go of the illusion of fear that can creep up on you. And not to allow the feelings of fear as it arises to overwhelm you. Remembering that fear is our biggest illusion that keeps you in separation from your heart space. So let's take a conscious breath right now. We need to keep letting go through the conscious breath and trust that which is unfolding in our lives. What's that which is unfolding within you? And continue to witness and trust the unfolding of your life. Not trying to understand what's taking place. That's what the ego mind's process is, the need to understand. And as you move into that, if you get caught up in that, this process of needing to understand will always break down your higher self alignments through your heart. Simply make a choice to move forward, allowing your heart to lead you. And that's what we're being asked to do at this time. Just remembering, collectively, we walk forward on this path, not separately, not alone, never alone, but we are as a collective entity within the God consciousness state, within the heart. And that's what really you need to open up and keep letting go and letting go and letting go. So let's take a conscious breath right now, in and out the mouth. And just let go. Just let go of it all. Because as we choose to let go of everything we think we are, everything we think we know, we move into a space of unlimited potential for ourselves. And if you can let go and allow an open canvas, just an open pathway, an open space, to allow everything that needs to unfold to birth and unfold for you. This is your time. This is your pathway. A new path that is birthing on your earth plane, your reconnection. And just take a conscious breath and let go. And what you'll find is if you let go in this way, truth will be revealed. So if you let go of everything you think you know, all truth, everything you think yourself to be, then truth will come back. And all will be revealed. And how much are you willing to let go of? Because when you let it all go, then truth is aligned to your heart. So let's take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashapta ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. Taking one more conscious breath and letting go. Ashapta I. And we have our December broadcast that will be up on the website in the next week. So a week or two at the first week of December. And it's going to be holding some incredibly amazing energies for the time of the new year. We'll be doing a direct transmission from the Galactic Receiving Station with the crystals to really help you launch yourself and utilize the full energies coming in 2020. So let's take another breath and let go. And I have a message from the Pleiadians. Beloved ones, we greet you. This is a sacred time that you are entering. There is an immense light descending to Earth, which has been set in motion for you to shift and anchor your awareness to the higher realm connections to your sacred higher self. This is your time to shine forth your own light within and without, for you to re-access that which is your natural nature of unique light. Your light is going to increase its brilliance, its purity, as you move closer and move into the new year frequency. Open up into this through your heart space. This is your multidimensional way home. Your brilliance will shine from your hearts outwards into your world. This is the time for the pieces of yourself to come together to unite within your life. This is a time of a culmination of so many factors of your path coming together like a jigsaw piece fitting the puzzle, completing an important and essential aspect of the full picture of self. Be still. Take the moments. And receive through your heart that which you are. You are who you've been waiting for. We witness you. Blessings, the Pleiadians. So let's take another conscious breath and letting go. Eshata ine'a. Eshe om de ine'i. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe Or, just take one more conscious breath and just let go right into your heart. Kia. An essential transmission for you to receive, to realign to the higher levels, aspects of your path that will be linked within your heart. These energies are designed to prepare your heart for the upcoming changes for the new year. This is for your birthing process. For you to reactivate and realign to the multidimensional path of your heart. This is designed to create an expanded energetic of your new path. This is your time to let go and allow the full expression of the essence of who you are. Open to the essence of this transmission. Eshata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. So bringing both your palms, resting your palms on your chest. Feel the warmth, the pressure of both hands on your chest. Bring your awareness there and take one conscious breath and let go within your heart. Awareness just a little where you feel your awareness opening through your heart. Feel how the heart space is beginning to open, to respond. As you bring your awareness there and take a conscious breath and let go, open your awareness just a little more. That's it. Now let your awareness open just a little further within the space, claiming the essence of your heart. Ashata ine'a. Eshe'om. Eshe'o. Eshe'o. Now open your awareness a little more and take one more conscious breath and let go. Open to the essence of that alignment energy. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Take one more breath and let go. That's it. Allowing your body to move, allowing your sound, whether you see, sense, or feel this essence of your heart. Just let your awareness open a little further if you can. And take one more conscious breath and let go within the space. Ashata ine'a. Eshe'om. Eshe'om. That's it. You're going to bring this sound, just listen to the sound. You're going to bring it right into your heart cells. And now take a breath and let go, opening your awareness deeper within the cells of your heart. And take one more breath and let go right into your heart space. Ashata ine'a. Eshe'om. 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 Now bringing the sound, your sound now, into your heart cells. Enda. Three sounds. Enda. Now let your awareness open a little further. And take one more conscious breath and let go, aligning deeper. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Now let your awareness open a little further. And take one more conscious breath, letting go. Whether you see, sense, or feel the essence of your heart cells opening up. Now very gently, from your hands resting on your chest, you're gently going to move your hands off your heart and bring the palms of your hands off the heart slowly, gently, rotating the palms outwards away from your chest. And start to feel, see or sense the essence of the pathway opening up your path. That is, let your awareness open down through the essence of this pathway. Take a breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Let your awareness flow outwards through the pathway that's opening from your heart. Take a conscious breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Now bring your sound, enda, three sounds through your path. Enda. Enda. That's it. Now let your awareness expand outwards along the vastness of your pathway that you see, sense, or feel. As you open your awareness a little more through the path, take a conscious breath and let go on another level, which aligns you deeper to your path. That's it. Reach outwards with your awareness along your pathway and take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Now, as you bring your awareness deeper, just open your awareness a little more and take one more conscious breath and let go, aligning deeper to your path. And feel the essence of your pathway open even further. That's it. Allow your awareness to expand out further. And as you let go with a conscious breath, you align deeper. Ashata ine'a. That's it. That's it. Feel the essence of your pathway building, whether it's getting stronger, more fluid, more light. Just let your awareness open a little more into the essence of the light, into the essence of the fluidity. That's it. See, sense, or feel the essence of the flow of your path, the fluidity, the current. That's it. Take another breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe om. Eshe om. That's it. Now you're going to bring your sound enda deeper within the path, allowing yourself to align and expand through the vastness of your pathway. Three sounds now of your unique frequency of this sound, and witness how your pathway responds to your frequency of your sound. And open. Witness how your sacred sound is taking you deeper, allowing your path to open on another multidimensional level. Take a conscious breath and just let go. Ashata e. That's it. Open your awareness. Allow yourself to harness the essence of the brilliance of the light that is flowing, that is opening up on your path. That's it. Let your awareness open to the essence, almost like a rising source of light on your path. Reach forward with your awareness, touching the essence of the light. And take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Let your awareness open just a little further if you can. And bring your sound enda right into the brilliance of the light that you see, sense, or feel. Enda. Take a breath and let go. And as you let go, you align deeper into this essence of that source of light of your pathway. That's it. Let your awareness open just a little more. Open your awareness. That's it. Receiving this aspect of this light. And gently you're bringing your hands. Slowly, gently, you're bringing your hands back to your heart cells. And the essence of this light is flowing in to your heart cells. As you slowly bring both palms back onto your chest, the light of your path is flowing with your awareness in your hands, anchoring deeply within the cells of your heart. That's it. Let all of your awareness flow back into your heart self. Take a breath. Let go. Claim the essence of this life flowing into your heart, your multidimensional heart. Take a breath. Let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. Now let your awareness come deeper right into your heart self as your hands are fully anchored through the chest now. Anchored through your heart. And your pathway is fully connected into the cells of your heart. And the essence of that light, that source of light, is flowing along the pathway into your full heart cells. Conscious breath and just let go within the vastness of that essence of that brilliant light that is radiating through your heart cells. Breathe and let go. Breathe and let go. Breathe and let go. You need to complete this process again. It will create a repositioning of yourself on another multidimensional level within your heart self to your active pathway. You set in motion this new path for your life now. And just know that you can work with this process we've just done by accessing it in the archives on blogtalkradio.com/Christine Day Online. I hold you with love. I honor you for your path. And I look forward to being again with you on my next show. And I wish to honor you and all that you are in this moment. So be it.